hello everyone and welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host Paul Trenwith and I hope that you're going to really enjoy today's program. It's a little bit different and I've been sent a few CDs lately and one came from with a very nice letter from the Sal family. The Sal family pickers, they were called at one stage, and a lovely album called Shadowlands came, and then later another smaller album came, and they're calling themselves the Family Sal now, and that describes them perfectly. There's a family of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 siblings who play music together, ranging in age from 21 to about 12, and just doing such a fine job of playing the music. Jacob plays banjo and guitar and does singing, Abigail mandolin, guitar and does vocals, Joshua plays guitar, mandolin and vocals, John Mark plays fiddle and mandolin, and we're getting younger as we go down the list now. Naomi plays the upright bass, does the baritone parts. Justice plays guitar and does vocals and some ukulele. And that was Naomi who did the ukulele. And Cindy does some vocals. Mum and Dad, Cindy and Guyan, have raised this family to play great music, gospel music mostly, and man, do they play well. And that set me thinking about all the bluegrass music that's played by families. So we're having a family issue today, and we've got all sorts of people on it. We've got the Gibson brothers, the Osborne brothers, the Harper family, the Snyder family, and the Carter family, the Davidson brothers, Jim and Jesse, all those siblings who play music together. And I think you're really going to enjoy it. Thanks to the family Sal who started it all off. Let's hear from them. Send the angels down, and then you got to keep praying.
Loving, he ain't gonna leave a stranded child. He's come for you. just to keep on smiling. But let me tell you, friend, you can't stay down long when you think about God and all He's done for you and me and everybody. You gotta keep praying, you gotta keep hoping. Oh, you can't give up on Jesus when He's in the middle of working it out. You gotta keep doing, you gotta keep loving. He ain't gonna leave you stranded, child, He's come for you. Watching, knowing that you fall along the way. But the falling down will make you get up stronger. Don't give up the bad guy, try a little longer. Give your all and praise Him as you go. You gotta keep praying, you gotta keep hoping. Oh, you can't give up on Jesus when He's in the middle of working it out. You gotta keep doing, you gotta keep loving. Gonna leave you stranded, child, He's come for you. You gotta keep praying, you gotta keep hoping. You can't give up on Jesus when He's in the middle of working it out. You gotta keep doing, you gotta keep loving. He ain't gonna leave you stranded, child, He's come for you. He ain't gonna leave you stranded, child, He's come for you. You gotta keep hoping. Oh, you can't give up on Jesus when He's in the middle of working it out. You gotta keep doing, you gotta keep loving. He ain't gonna leave you stranded, child, He's come for you. He ain't gonna leave you stranded, child, He's come for you.
That was the Family Cell and playing some great music there. All this singing, that's what it is about the family bands, isn't it? It's usually singing together. I mean, they're all great instrumentalists at almost whatever age you find out, but it's that sound of the two voices together, and it's so much fun to do, and it's just been such an integral part of bluegrass music over the years. Bluegrass must be the music most played by family bands, must be. Let me get on with what I'm doing. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works in Anglesey Street in Hamilton. If you want anything to do with music, go along and see the guys at Shearer's. Full range Deering banjos, Martin guitars, violas, violins, cellos, drums, keyboards, great keyboard selection, and all the strings and picks and guitar straps and music stands and guitar stands in the world that you could hope for. Go along and see the guys at Shearer's, say thank you for sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass, and buy something from the shop and they'll be absolutely delighted. Let's get on with the Gibson Brothers. Really enjoyed this band, and I went back to their Red Letter Day album from 2005. Lee Gibson, lead vocal and guitar. Eric Gibson, harmony, vocal and banjo, just like the Stanley Brothers. Great match of vocals, and they get some real nice songs. They're accompanied on this song, which I've chosen, by Mike Barber on upright bass, Jason Carter on fiddle, Ronnie Mercury on mandolin, and the song is One Raindrop, and it sounds like this.
One raindrop fell into the river. That's all that heaven would allow. One raindrop fell into the river.
That, of course, was the Osborne Brothers with a re-recording of their Once More song. Osborne Brothers, Sonny Osborne, playing banjo and singing the low tenor or the baritone part, and Bobby Osborne playing mandolin, singing the high lead part. And their sound just took over bluegrass music, added a whole new dimension to it. And Rhonda Vincent's a big fan of the Osborne Brothers. I think she's recorded just about every song that Bobby Osborne sang. And great band, and another one of these family bands. Didn't always play together. Sonny started playing banjo, I think, when he's about 12, 13, and he played very early on for Bill Munro. Bobby Osborne, of course, played for the Lonesome Pine Fiddlers and with Larry Richardson, all sorts of people there. So and then they got together and they became a wonderful band. Another one of the family bands lined up here, the Harper Family. Really good band, typical mum and dad. Dad plays banjo in this one. And there's teenage kids playing guitar, mandolin. I'll read out the names for you. The Hannah Harper plays fiddle, and I have to guess she looks 14 or something like that, 15. Dylan Harper plays mandolin. He looks like about 16, 17. Dalton Harper plays guitar. He's next run up, maybe 18. Katrina Harper plays upright bass. Gaylon Harper plays banjo. That could be mum and dad. Fine musicians, great singers, and that magic of the family voices are working together. Let's hear a couple of songs from them. Well Done, and then Treasures Unseen.
Remember how Satan tried to trip you, even used your family at times. You stayed strong in the power that I gave you. I know it was a battle, but you let it be mine. Well done, my good and faithful servant, for the treasures you've laid up as you've labored on. Come inherit the kingdom. My Father is pleased. Welcome home. Oh, the souls, how they wandered out in darkness, but your light led many men to me. You preached the word. Give beauty for ashes, let the captive free. Well done,
done, my good and faithful servant, for the treasures you've laid up as you've labored on. Come inherit the kingdom, my Father is pleased. Welcome home.
Even though you suffer loss, now receive life eternally. Well done,
done, my good and faithful servant, for the treasures you've laid up as you've labored on. Come inherit the kingdom, my Father is pleased. Well done.
Sit at my table, a meager supply you will find. 'Cause oh, it's not what you see that makes me a king, makes me can enjoy every day. To me, my greatest possession is to love him and serve him every day. 'Cause oh, it's not what you see that makes me a king, makes me a king. To me, I've everything, all that I need, all that I need, treasures unseen.
Don't they do a fine job? Just such a mature sounding band, and the young people doing the playing and the singing, and I love to hear it, I tell you. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and this is a special edition on family bands, and man, it goes on forever. I selected some out of the collection and looked at how many I haven't included in this, and we're going to have to do the show again sometime with a different bunch of family bands. There's just so many around. Let's listen to the Lovell Sisters from the album When Forever Rolls Around. And the Lovell sisters are Jessica Lovell playing fiddle, Megan Lovell playing resophonic guitar, Rebecca Lovell playing mandolin, and they're helped out by Josh Miller on guitar and banjo, and Andy Knoll on acoustic bass. Sometimes they have Alan Bartram on acoustic bass, and they do a real mixture of music, some gospel, just some regular bluegrass, and here's a tune called All You Have to Say.
Change your mind, all you have to say is
don't have to change your mind. All you have to say is goodbye. All you have to say.
Is fine music from the Lovell sisters, wasn't that some nice resophonic guitar playing and great singing, of course. The magic blend of the voices, really good. Here's the Snyder family with a tune called Old Timer. This is Samantha playing fiddle and she's mid-teens, and Bud the dad plays bass, and Zeb does a whole bunch of overdubbing. He plays guitar and banjo and mandolin and puts them all down as part of the backing track. And the two kids, Samantha and Zeb, write most of the songs. This is a tune called Old Timer, Snyder Family.
My first real hero. Waco, an old timer on a downhill slide. Stories he told, painted pictures of old American dreams, hard work and pride.
Nickel and dimer, rusty old timer, distant reminder of days long gone now. Original dreamer, a lifelong believer in God, his country and sweat on his brow. Tough as leather, hard years showing in his tired old eyes.
Nickel and dimer, crusty old timer, missed out reminder of days long gone now.
Original dreamer, a lifelong believer in God, his country and sweat on his brow.
In his prime, he stood and fought for the red, white, and blue.
Nickel and dimer, crusty old timer, missed out reminder of days long gone now.
An original dreamer, a lifelong believer in God, his country and sweat on his brow.
An original dreamer, a lifelong believer in God, his country and sweat on his brow.
That was a Snyder family from the Building Bridges album, and wasn't there some good playing? Now, I mean, the family stuff happens around here too in New Zealand. Well, I played on the weekend with two of my boys, Sam and Tim, and together we play as a Trendwiths, and so you got your dad and two boys playing together. Sam and Tim sing just great together. Their harmonies just work beautifully, and we have a lot of fun playing music. And Sam has always played with his brothers, played music with his brothers, and he's got kids, and they're playing music together. So it's happening in my own family. I belong to the Morrinsville Country Music Club, and we have a concert on the second Friday of every month out at the Senior Citizens Hall in Morrinsville. And we've got some great families there, the Hentley family. Mum, Dad, and their kids are all musical and just sing brilliantly. The harmonies are stunning. There's that magic sound in there. I played in a concert on the weekend for the Monaghan family, and Hayley and Ryan Brian Monahan. Haley plays guitar, one she made herself out of Johan Vandergaag's, and Ryan plays mostly electric guitar, but great acoustic guitar. They both sing real well. Their harmony blend is superb. Back Porch Bluegrass, which is on the fourth Sunday of the month at the Silverdale School Common Room. We have a lot of fun there. We got the Rhodes family, who play under the name of Roadworks, and three of the boys play together, sing great, and play great music. Mum plays bass for them, and Dad organises everything and gets everything wired up and balanced out really nicely. The family stuff happens here too, and it's just so much been a tradition of the music, and I suspect that that tradition is much started off with the Carter family, as with anything else. I've got an album here called The Best of the Carter Family, and it's got some 23 tracks on it, and they're all well known, and just the notes on the album are great. Possibly one of the most influential groups in the history of country music, the Carter family have influenced folk and country superstars such as Bob Dylan, Woody Guthrie, right through to Emmylou Harris, and just about all of country music, I'd say. Comprised of Alvin P. Carter, his wife Sarah, and their sister-in-law Maybelle, the Carter family sang good time songs centered around homely subjects such as family, religion, and general decency. Isn't that a nice way of putting it? The Carter family also pioneered the very own Carter picking style of guitar playing, and eventually they became the first group to be elected into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 1970. And I think it's very appropriate that a family was the first group that got entered into it. We're going to listen to the Carter family. Sounds sort of primitive by today's standards, but you know I like to play a little bit of old-time music on the show. And the Worried Man Blues, and I think every folk group in the world and most bluegrass bands have taken up the song, as with many of the Carter family songs. And let's hear how they did it way back.
Worried now, but I won't be worried long.
the Carter family, that's where it all began. Australia's got some pretty good family groups and bluegrass music too. I'll play a track off the Davidson Brothers Wanderlust album, Take Me to the Mountains. This is Hamish Davidson on vocals and banjo and fiddles, sometimes resophonic guitar, Lockie Davidson on vocals and the mandolin, and they're accompanied by Jacob McGuffey on acoustic guitar and Louis Gill on upright bass. And man, they've got that brother stuff happening. Like, oh, it's fantastic when you watch them play. Davidson Brothers, Take Me to the Mountains.
I was born in a coal mine town, but I didn't want to go down that road. Giving your life to a company man, earning what you can to get by. Take me to the mountains, take me to the river. Want to see the sun sinking down through the pines. Want a lot of campfire, pick up and a guitar. That's what makes me feel alive. Nobody said, just leave while you can. Go and join a band, live your life. Said, find a girl and put a ring on her hand. Buy a house and some land and settle down. Take me to the mountains, take me to a river. Wanna see the sun sinking down through the pines. Wanna light a campfire, pick up a guitar. That's what makes me feel alive. Once in a while, the thought crossed my mind, if I left the door behind, what would I be? If I told you things my way, it gets easier every day, I'd be lying. Take me to the mountains, take me to a river. Wanna see the sun sinking down through the pines. Wanna light a campfire, pick up a guitar. That's what makes me feel alive.
The Australian Davidson Brothers playing some great bluegrass music, and man, they really have got a handle on that stuff. I'd like to say thanks to all the people listening out on the Access Radio places all around New Zealand, as well as Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton. We've got people listening from Coast Access Radio, Otago Access Radio, Radio Southland, Arrow FM and Wairarapa, Plains FM in Christchurch, Raglan Community. We've got some people listening on Bluegrass Planet Radio from North Carolina, and we've got some people listening from CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia. I hope you're all enjoying a Southern Hemisphere take on bluegrass music, and this show is specializing in the family bands, and one of the great family bands that have long been a part of bluegrass music, Jim and Jesse and the Virginia Boys, and they really had that harmony there. Jim McReynolds played guitar and sang the tenor harmony. Jesse McReynolds played mandolin. did the most of the lead harmony, most of the lead vocals. Alan Shelton was one of the regular banjo players, Jim Buchanan on fiddle, David Sutherland on bass, and Don McCann on guitar. That was a really good show. This is some from an album of the live radio shows, edited down, and we're going to hear just a little bit from the boys, them talking and some great singing. The song that you hear is I Can't Help Wondering, but before that you'll hear the intro. Am I all set up? Yes.
Now you big right,
uh-huh.
With Martha White.
Yes, ma'am.
Goodness gracious, good light, Martha White.
Martha White.
You'll make better biscuits, cakes, and pies. On Martha White's still rising flour.
The one all purpose flour. Martha White's still rising flour. It's got hot fries.
Thank you so much. We'd like to say howdy once again to all you friends from Jim and Jesse and all the Virginia boys for another 15 minutes of country music. We'd like to move along now with one entitled I Can't Help Wondering. Try and lose my blues, but I got so lonesome I just couldn't see it through.
For I can't help wondering where you are tonight, and I can't help wondering.
And walked on down the road.
For I can't help wondering where you are tonight, and I can't help wondering who's holding you tight, who's holding you tight.
Well, that's what Jim and Jesse would have sounded like coming over the radio to you. I know with my band, the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, we did some radio shows in the radio theatre up in Auckland in the late 1960s. It was a whole lot of fun, but we did it with a live audience, which sort of made it like a more natural environment, but real hard work, otherwise just playing straight on the radio. Getting on with our family bands. From the album Bluegrass Backroads, Roads Less Traveled, the Price family featuring Lauren and Leanna. Lauren plays mandolin and Leanna plays fiddle, and they both do the vocals. And they look to be in their early teens. Man, it's hard guessing from pictures, isn't it? Get into trouble doing that. They're helped out on the album by Tim Price playing guitar, and Rhonda Price doing some harmony vocals, and John Keith playing some banjo, and great music once again family band singing and playing together. And we're going to hear from the Price family, "I Believed in You, Darling." That's the old Bill Monroe tune. Price singing together, "I Believed in You, Darling." Let's listen to the Spinney Brothers from Nova Scotia. "Living the Dream" was the name of the album, and this is a great track from it called "Digging in the Ground." And the Spinney Brothers, Alan Spinney plays guitar and does the tenor harmonies and the lead vocal on some songs, a lot of songs. Rick Spinney plays banjo, and he's like all these brothers, they swap over. He does lead vocals on the choruses, and Alan goes up and does the tenor parts. They mess around. Gene Dalrymple on mandolin, Terry Poirier on bass. Great sound, the Spinney Brothers. I really enjoy their music, and this is one called "Digging in the Ground."
In a little sleepy hollow, way back in the hill, there used to be a little country town. There lived the finest kindest people that you ever hoped to see, till they started digging in the ground. When they started digging in the ground, there were shady rows of maple trees and green mountainsides before they changed the mountains all around. Now the land is scarred and battered and the shade trees have died. I'm ashamed to even call it my hometown. Since they started digging in the ground, very clearly, just after the war, coal trucks came rumbling through our town, making overnight millionaires out of people who were poor, and they turned the hills and hollers upside down. When they started digging in the ground, their neighbor, they were proud to be a friend, but now a helping hand could not be found. Ain't it funny how a dollar builds a wall around a man? Now they cling to the riches they have found. Since they started digging in the ground, if I had the power to change it, I'd make it like it was before a seam of coal was ever found, where people loved each other and they put their trust in God. It's too late now to turn it back around, since they started digging in the ground. They started digging in the ground.
The Spinney Brothers, Digging in the Ground. Good song, great drive, and the vocal blend, of course. That's what this program is all about, the family singing together. Well, I hope you've enjoyed the program. We're just about at the end of our time. And you know, if you've been listening to the show at all, that I'm a big Stanley Brothers fan. Well, one of the great brother groups of all time. Ralph Stanley's playing banjo, singing tenor, Carter Stanley guitar, singing lead. One of the best vocal duos that you could get in bluegrass music. We'll take it out with them singing Think of What You've Done. This is from 1958. They had Bill Napier playing mandolin and Ralph Mayo on fiddle and Al Elliott on bass. And 1958, Stanley Brothers, great bluegrass sound. See you later. Thanks for listening.